It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Final hour of the program and an abbreviated show today because of the ACC tournament. I feel like the game kind of was almost a waste of time, if I'm honest with you. I mean, you know, you have a chance to steal the deal. You have a chance to go to the NCAA tournament. You win that game if you're Clemson against North Carolina State. They lose 59-58. Then you have a decent showing against Virginia. You don't even have to win the game. Just look like you belong. And you're in the NCAA tournament. A bubble game, an elimination game. Joe Lenardi's third to last team in North Carolina State. His very last team in against Clemson. Clemson leads by 18 points. Blows the entire game in the second half. Needless fouls. And in the entire season, this team has lost five games in the last possession. Brad Brownell could not figure out a way to get them over the hump when he needed to the most, and I say it's time to make a change. Folks, I've got a two-year contract here, okay, at Enercon Greenville. I've got a two-year contract. If I don't make a difference in 2 years, get rid of me. Get rid of me, okay? If I don't make any difference, hey, I'll shake your hand. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I will see you guys later, okay? I'm not going to ask to come back if I'm not making a difference here. Okay, I need to make a difference here. There's pressure on me to do so. I relish the pressure. I love the pressure. And you know what? Thanks to you guys, we're seeing big upticks already. Thanks to you. Thanks to your response to this show. I appreciate you so much. But if 2 years goes by, if I don't make a difference, get rid of me. Brad Brownell's had 9 years. 9 years. Two NCAA tournament berths. If you perform well 2 months out of nine at your job, do you get to keep your job? No, you don't, do you? No. 1-844-477-3776 is the number to join us on the show. Bob, let's let you finish your call here, bud.
Okay, buddy. What I was saying is Clemson has killed more coaches than LeBron. I mean, it just happens. It's always happened that way. And I don't think it's because of poor coaching, which is steady. I get it. But it's because they can't get talent because they can't win. I'll give you a prime example, and then I'll let you go. The best player in the world that went to Duke, Zion Williamson, grew up as a Clemson fan right in the backyard. And I'm sure that Clemson coaches told him, look, you can come here, change the trajectory of the program. You can make a difference, knowing that he's going to be a one and done. And it wouldn't matter where he played, he was going to go number one. It didn't matter what he do. He went to Duke. Nobody wants to play. And Carolina's the same way. Nobody wants to play basketball here because they're not going to get seen. They're never going to be anybody. And they run coaches off left and right. Coaches can't win. Well, we can't get athletes. But when you bring baseball and football out, we get them all. It's so frustrating, Mark. My blood pressure is probably 183 over 80. I mean, it's just terrible.
I think my blood pressure was higher watching the end of that game, and we're doing this live feed, and Bob, thanks so much for the call. We're doing this live feed, Lonzo and I. We're doing a live Periscope for our social media audience, which you can follow us on Twitter at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air. We were doing a live Twitter feed because we were off the air and wanting to bring kind of the show to you guys, and we're watching the game, and it's hard to keep. It's hard to use language that's safe for work when you're watching Clemson absolutely blow their season, their entire season. You had to win this game. And the whole year, when they had to win a game, they didn't. Just when we thought they were dead, they won a game against a bad team. And it's just not good enough. It's not good enough. Brad Brownell, you have been given time. Brad Brownell, you have not made the difference. You have not made the difference that you need to do. Okay, and it's time to make a change. It is time to make a change. That is change we can believe in for everyone that's a fan of the purple and orange in Clemson, South Carolina. A lot of people fired up about this today, and I think you know it looks kind of depressing. I mean, doesn't look like South Carolina's going to get in the tournament. Doesn't look like Clemson's going to get into the tournament. Robbie G at Rob Job 76 says, "Don't even worry about Clemson fans. They still have their Duke Blue Devils." It's great. I love the smack talk back and forth here on the show. I really, really do. One more. Let's get to Bill, who's up next. Bill, thanks for the call. You're offsides, bud. Go ahead.
I could not agree more with you today, Mark.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Man, they blew it. And it's not really, I don't think Clemson or Saints are as upset about losing as they are how they lost. We know that. I'm a diehard Clemson fan. We're a football school. Everybody knows that. But still, they blew it. They had it. There was eight, listen to this, 8 for 41. They scored 8 points on 41 shots or something like that in the second half. It's just ridiculous. They just wet the bed. You said it, man. They wet the bed. They blew it. Brown needs to go. I mean, it's just.
And look, Bill, you're emotional. You're emotional right now. I'm emotional right now. We both wanted to see Clemson go. But, Bill, the reality of the situation is this. Even when you remove emotion from it, right? I always say never end a relationship with someone when you're emotional, right? Take a step back, clear your head, right? Sure. Even if you take a step back here and clear your head. What's staring you in the face is two NCAA tournament berths in 9 years. I cannot get past that. I can't get past that, right? If you told me, hey, Mark, you had two solid rating years in 9 years on the radio, replace me. I don't deserve to be here. I don't deserve to be here, right? So anyway.
The refs didn't take it. Clemson blew it. I mean, Clemson blew it. NC State, I mean, didn't beat them. I mean, Clemson wet the bed. I mean, they laid an egg on the biggest stage. You said it right before you got me on. The game they had to win, and they didn't.
Bill, thank you so much for the call, bud. I really, really appreciate the call. Thanks for chiming in. Bill, you have seen the lights, and it is great to have you with us here on the program. Lonzo, your brief thoughts on what you saw here today. I've kind of been hogging the mic here, but I'm all fired up, man. I mean, how can you not be after witnessing that?
All right, here's a couple things. First of all, what Bob said about Clemson being the places where coaches go to die, it was the same thing for South Carolina for football for a long time. Any coach who come there, they're just not going to – they're not going to do well before, during, or after. But as far as this goes, they had the lead at halftime, and they looked really good going into halftime. But this comes back to coaching, exactly what you're talking about, because NC State, they made adjustments at halftime. Clemson came out cold. They were not fired up. They went down the court a bunch of times and could not get the ball in the hole. And it was horrible to watch. So they deserved to lose that game by how they came out and played in the second half.
100% and completely agree with you. And we had a caller say earlier, hey, I don't like to root for coaches to lose their job. I don't like to root for anybody to lose their job. The worst I've ever felt as a fan is, this was, 2014, Will Muschamp's the coach of Florida, and I'm rooting for the Gators to lose, my alma mater, because I know they need to lose for Florida to fire Will Muschamp. Now, credit to Muschamp, he's a better coach now than he was. He was totally in over his head at Florida, whereas South Carolina is giving him a chance to take his lumps and learn how to become a better head coach. Much like Clemson gave Dabo Swinney ample chances to improve as a head coach over a period of time. But it's the worst I've ever felt as a fan. I mean, to be put in a position of rooting against your team because that's the only thing that will minimize the suffering, right? That's the only thing. All right, it's time to get to the top three at three. The top three at three begins now. NFL free agency news abounds. Oh, my goodness gracious, ladies and gentlemen. It is hopping. It is hopping right now in terms of the hot stove. I know that's a Major League Baseball term, but in terms of the NFL, there is a ton of stuff going on right now. The Panthers yesterday inked center Matt Paradis to a 3-year, $27 million deal, listed as one of the best value signings in all of the NFL today. So, he comes over from the Denver Broncos. Great signing to upgrade the offensive line there. The big news yesterday, of course, Odell Beckham Jr. By the time we get on the air, most of you guys know about that. He is now a Cleveland Brown. Folks, the Cleveland Browns, as of today, are a top 10 team in the NFL, perhaps top 5. Lonzo's smiling because I guess he homers it up with the Browns instead of the Bengals. I think that's the direction he goes as an Ohio sports fan. The Browns get Kareem Hunt this offseason. They already had Nick Chubb. Their backfield is tremendous. They're under center. They're tremendous with Baker Mayfield. Now you pair the dynamic LSU duo of Odell Beckham Jr. with Jarvis Landry. So many angles here. First, can you imagine how difficult that duo was to stop at the collegiate level? South Carolina had to try to do it. Florida had to try to do it every year. They couldn't. Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham owned. I don't think the deal is horrible for New York. Jabril Prepper is a first-round pick and a third-round pick to go get Odell Beckham Jr. I don't think it's horrible for New York, but I think it's great for Cleveland. I think you get the most electrifying playmaker in the sport. But not only that, even with Baker Mayfield, even with Jarvis Landry, the tide was starting to turn. You know what's happened to Cleveland right now? They've become the it team in the NFL. Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham Jr., Kareem Hunt, Jarvis Landry, Nick Chubb. That's the it team in the NFL. Cleveland, for once in my life, is going for it. And that is freaking awesome. Freaking awesome. I am so excited about that. Other news. Le'Veon Bell is a New York Jet. Boy, all these people who act a fool are being rewarded by their bad behavior. Le'Veon Bell, 3 years, $52.5 million. I think the Jets will suck. I think Le'Veon Bell will have a forgettable tenure there. 49ers with a great move to get outside rush end Dee Ford, who, you know, Lonzo, you can wince at that. He cost you a chance to go to the Super Bowl by being offsides in the AFC Championship game in late January. So don't cringe too much. The 49ers have given him a 5-year, $87.5 million deal in free agency. And, you know, so, some other big news and notes. Tyrod Taylor signs with the L.A. Chargers. I thought he would have been a great fit at backup in Carolina. They obviously felt otherwise. The Patriots bringing back Jason McCourty. The Ravens have signed star safety Earl Thomas to a 4-year, $55 million contract. A tick under $14 million a year, and also are coming to terms with Mark Ingram, the former Saints running back. Lots of movers and shakers, but if you look at the lay of the land, back to my original point, you look at the kind of the lay of the land here in the NFC North. The Browns get Odell Beckham Jr. They also added Olivier Vernon from the Giants, right? The Steelers pay $20 million to trade Antonio Brown for peanuts, lose Le'Veon Bell for nothing. The Ravens, they do add Earl Thomas today and Mark Ingram, but they lose their linebackers C.J. Mosley, Terrell Suggs, Eric Weddle, and the Bengals have done absolutely nothing. The Browns, ladies and gentlemen, the Browns. More money is being bet on the Browns right now to go to and win the Super Bowl than any other team. Also, meanwhile, today in Norman, Oklahoma, Kyler Murray is having his pro day. Interestingly, is not allowing himself to be measured today. Very, very, very interesting. I can't wait to see what his 40 time is. Also interesting, Arizona, owner of the number one pick, has not one member in attendance at Kyler Murray's pro day today. All we've seen, all the mock drafts, have Arizona drafting Kyler Murray number one overall. Not one representative there. That tells me one of two things. Either everyone is wrong and they're not considering him, or they've already made up their mind and Kyler Murray might as well already be wearing red and black in Arizona. In which case, why even have the pro day today? Why even have the work day today if you are one Kyler Murray? News and notes around the NFL. That is number two. And finally, all right, and at number one today, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of those watershed moments where I'm going to ask you to take a quick pause, okay? I'm going to ask you to take a quick pause and remember where you are. Remember where you are right now. Because today is massive news, absolutely massive news for the state of South Carolina, for our area and the state of South Carolina. Carolina Panthers owner Dave Tepper met with South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster today to discuss the feasibility of moving the team headquarters to York County, South Carolina. Now, folks, I don't care where the games are played. If you are headquartered in South Carolina, you're more South Carolina than North Carolina. practice. He wants a practice facility on par with the Cowboys' legendary practice facility. That can only happen in South Carolina. He wants headquarters in South Carolina. Look, it's like the New York Giants. Do you think about them more as a Jersey team or a New York team? They play in New Jersey. But you think about them as a New York team, don't you? Same with the New York Jets, play in New Jersey, right? The Carolina Panthers can play anywhere they want. But if they're headquartered here in South Carolina, that is more a South Carolinian team than it is a North Carolinian team. And thus, this, ladies and gentlemen, is a landmark day for the state of South Carolina. I am told, I have been researching, I have been reaching out to as many people as I possibly can, and I have been told that South Carolina is changing tax laws as we speak to allow the Panthers to come here, and that South Carolina will not allow the Panthers to slip through their grasp. You've heard the motto, I've heard the motto, right? Two states, one team, right? Two states, one team. That's never been more true than today. Those are today's top three at three. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. The text line is there for you. The Health Care text line, 71307. Start your text with ESPN. Twitter is there for you, at ESPN Upstate, at Mark Ryan on air. Mark is with a C, at Lonzo on word. You can also email the show. You can email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. We are the most interactive sports radio sports show in the Upstate region. 97.7 in Greenville, 97.1 in Spartanburg, 1330 a.m. in Anderson and Clemson. Coming up next, the likelihood that this actually happens with the Carolina Panthers moving here to South Carolina. What would it mean for you? What would it mean for the state? A watershed red letter day for the state, for the Palmetto State today, as the first major four sports team may be coming right here. My name is Mark Ryan. You're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan. It's right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Wait, what's this? Lonzo, what's this? You have to explain to our audience what's happening here.
All right,
what are we doing?
Here's the thing. Whenever someone makes a mistake or, you know, something like that, they deserve to have the flag thrown, and you made two.
Did I make two mistakes?
You made two mistakes.
No, I don't believe that to be possible.
First of all, it's Henry McMaster, not McCaster.
Okay, well, I'm new here. Give me some slack. What did I call him?
You call him McCaster.
Henry McMaster.
And it's Henry McMaster.
I will buy him the McMaster sandwich at Mickey D's if he gets the Carolina Panthers to come here.
If you think of Foghorn Leghorn, do you know who that is?
Yes.
Okay.
Come on, stop.
Well, that's McMaster. Trust me. If you've ever heard him talk, everyone thinks so. The other thing is, you skip number two.
I skip number two.
You skip number
three
two.
And three.
Yeah.
So you're at the end of that segment. You're like, okay, what's going on here, man?
And I have everything set up to play number two, and you're looking at me like, why aren't you playing
it? Okay, so here's why I didn't play number two, because I spent all that time getting to number three, which was Clemson losing in the NCAA in the ACC tournament, and here I am thinking that, okay, that's number three, but I didn't clue you into that. So that's number three. Then we get to all the NFL free agency news and notes at number two. And then number one for me, and nobody even realizes this at this point, how big a day this is, Lonzo, for South Carolina, for the state of South Carolina. Because today, and I want to give you all of the details. I want to give you all of the details on this because they're juicy. Today, South Carolina is very close to having the Carolina Panthers relocate and having the headquarters for the team here in South Carolina, okay? And I don't know if anyone truly realizes how big of a deal this is. In my opinion, that happens. The practice facility's here and not Charlotte. Carolina becomes more of a South Carolinian team than a North Carolinian team, should that take place. This is an incredibly exciting day. And furthermore, whereas Dave Tepper has expressed an interest in allowing the team to continue to play in Charlotte, I'm told that even relocating and having a stadium in South Carolina is not off the table. Folks, Carolina is not a Charlotte team anymore. Two teams, two states, one team. That is the motto, and that is incredibly exciting news here in the state of South Carolina. Let's get to it. Mike wants to chime in on some NFL free agency news. Mike, go ahead, bud.
Mark, how's it going?
It's going so good, man. Good to hear from you.
Hey, good to hear from you, too. It's good to finally be able to call in. I'm the guy who's been tweeting at you and stuff.
Okay, fantastic.
Told you about the whole diesel thing, man.
Oh, yeah. This is Mike Kickbush, right?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Good to talk to you, buddy. Good to talk to you. Thanks for chiming in today, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. So I live in Cincinnati now, but lived in Greenville for 14 years. Great place. So want to talk to some NFL free agents. Gotta pump up the Buffalo Bills a little bit. They made some really great moves yesterday on the O-line. So looking forward to that. Browns, of course, did steal the show. Jets were second, picking up, you know, they made some great additions as well. So the AFC East definitely did improve yesterday. It's going to definitely going to challenge the Patriots next year. So I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
And then, of course, with Clemson, comes to basketball, a bummer. But realistically, I mean, I don't know. They seem like they really don't care about basketball. Mainly just seems like a football school. So, I mean, I hope the basketball team does well. But it's, when I was down there, it seemed like it was all about the football. So,
Mike, thanks so much for the call. Dude, really appreciate you chiming in from all the ways away that you are. And you are an active social media participant in our show. Really appreciate that so much, man. Thanks for ringing us up, Mike. Great to talk to you. Really do appreciate that. You know, and Mike touched on something there that I firmly believe. And this is something that most fans don't realize. Listen very carefully here, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimately, your team will be as good or bad as you permit them to be. You. Here's what I mean by that. Okay? If there is pressure from you to create a winning environment, to create change, ultimately you will be successful. You know, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that a football program like Notre Dame, even if they've got a bad coach, will ultimately be successful again because the fan base will not stand for any less. If they would stand for less, then they would allow the poor coach to continue on for years on end, right? There is a reason why the expectation level at Northwestern is different than the expectation level at Notre Dame. 7-5 at Northwestern gets you an extension. 7-5 at Notre Dame gets you fired. Just like a B on a report card in some household is met with a celebration. In others, it's met with a spanking. Right? The different expectations leads to different results. So I challenge you, Clemson faithful, what is your expectation for the Clemson basketball team? If two tournament berths in 9 years is good enough for you, you've got the right guy in charge. Brad Brownell's your guy. Congratulations. If it's not, you need to make some noise and you need to get a different coach. And so this will be very telling as to what you, the Clemson fan base, are willing to stand for. Now that you've experienced what Dabo Swinney can do for you, in the event that he ultimately leaves and goes to coach in the NFL, which many inside the sport believe will happen sometime in the next 5 to 7 years, you're not going to stand for going back to your 8-4 and 7-5 seasons because you've tasted something better. And then the fan base will create an environment that where with pressure on the athletic department where mediocrity is not tolerated. You can't be mediocre in football at the University of Florida. If you are, you are replaced. What will you, the fan base, stand for here? Because ultimately, you are the people who determine the kind of program you're going to have. Why can't Clemson be at the same level in the ACC as a Virginia? There's no geographic reason why you can't be what Virginia is, right? Duke and UNC have the history, but you absolutely could be what Virginia is. So demand more and expect better, right? That is the task in front of you right now. All right, coming up next on the show, we invite more of your calls on the three big topics of the day. I'm going to give you the details of the Carolina Panthers' plan to build the team headquarters and practice facility in South Carolina. This is a red letter day for the Palmetto State. We're taking your thoughts on that and much, much more next. My name is Mark Ryan. You're listening to Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate. Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Casey Helderman tweets into the show, as a Clemson alum, I think the Clemson family just needs to accept that we are not a basketball school. Okay, so Casey, does that mean you just accept mediocrity? I mean, are you cool with that? Because if you're cool with that, then that's what you'll get, right? Again, the only way to guarantee, if you do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten, right? Do you want to get what you've always gotten? Is that okay with you? I don't care. Okay, then Brad Brownell's your coach. If that's not okay for you, you need a different coach. Okay, why not dream bigger? Why can't you do what Virginia's done? There's no geographical advantage that Virginia has over Clemson. What Clemson is doing in other sports makes Clemson an it destination. And look, my alma mater, Florida, is a football school. Two basketball national championships. Two. A recent basketball Final Four. Three recent basketball Elite Eights at a football school. If it can happen at Florida, why can't it happen at Clemson? You know why? Because Florida fans won't accept that. They don't accept that. If you want to accept what Brad Brownell is giving you, a 571 winning percentage, five losses in the last possession of the game, a not-in-tournament berth, otherwise known as an NIT berth, you've got your guy. If not, you need a different one. Okay? So I'm saying, decide, Clemson Nation. Decide. If you care enough about college basketball, or are you going to settle? Because I'm not the kind of guy to settle on a radio show. I'm not the kind of guy to settle in a relationship. I'm not the kind of guy to settle for anything. If it's not what I want, I'm out. Period. End of story. Thanks for playing. I'm so fired up about this news involving the Panthers moving to South Carolina, and I don't know how, if you guys realize how big this is. Because before moving here, I mean, the Panthers might feel like your team to you. What I can tell you, not having lived here, that's only a sensation, that's only the vibe here. The rest of the country looks at the Carolina Panthers as the Charlotte Panthers, right? The entire rest of the country. Yeah, they're called Carolina. People wonder why they're not called the North Carolina Panthers. And two states, one team has been the motto. But in the past, it seemed to me like that was the motto in name only, right? Yeah, the Panthers would come here. They'd have a training camp here every once in a while. They would use the state of South Carolina whenever they needed a facility. But when you're talking about moving your headquarters to South Carolina, when you're talking about moving your main facility to South Carolina, that makes the Panthers more South Carolina than North Carolina. That puts the Carolina in Carolina Panthers. And then nationally, the viewpoint is, ladies and gentlemen, that South Carolina has a major team. That South Carolina has a major professional team. You know, you probably heard me open the show on February 28th, 2 weeks ago tomorrow, with the guys from the Greenville Triumph, right? Doug Irwin and company, and we were going on about what it would take for a major professional sports team to come to this area. We talked about the market size and how we're ahead of Las Vegas and Jacksonville in market size. Both of those markets have NFL teams. We're just behind Cincinnati and Milwaukee. We live in the number 38 television market in the country, okay? This market is also ahead of New Orleans, Buffalo, Oklahoma City, and Birmingham. So for the Carolina Panthers and new owner Dave Tepper to realize that, to be able to say, okay, we're going to be by the upstate. We're going to be in between the upstate and Charlotte, North Carolina. We're going to meet with the governor. And man, when you have a chance to get an NFL team, boy, you change those laws real quick, don't you? You change those tax laws real quick. Evidently, Governor McMaster is introducing some new tax legislation that would allow the Panthers to get the tax break they need in order to call South Carolina home. Now, look, this isn't Art Modell moving the Browns overnight to the Baltimore Ravens. This isn't what's going on here. But what this is, is building a foundation for the first time in both states. So whereas you have considered the Carolina Panthers to be your team perhaps for a number of years, you know, it's perception doesn't equal reality because the rest of the country views South Carolina as one of those southern states that doesn't have a major professional team. To me, this changes that. This is the first step towards changing that. And I want to make this very clear. Nothing is official at this particular point, but the House Speaker for South Carolina, Jay Lucas, says that they're going to stop at nothing to ensure the Panthers move their football operations here, move a vast payroll of $150 million here, right? And Lucas says he believes South Carolina has lived by that particular motto. And you know, realize that the perception of this state as one that does not have a city big enough to contain a major professional team is about to change, is about to end, right? David Tepper, owner of the Carolina Panthers, says he views the Carolina Panthers in both states, so we have to think about where we are putting things. He said that back in July. Little did we know that that meant he was about to move his headquarters and his entire practice facility here to South Carolina. Folks, in terms of national perception, this state has never had a bigger day than today. In terms of national perception, in terms of what this state is outside looking in, this state, in my opinion, has become an NFL state in the last 12 hours. In the last 12 hours. You think of Wisconsin as a mostly rural state, right? But it has the big-time buzz. Why? Because, you know, they have the Green Bay Packers. You think of New Orleans, and you don't think, not an overly large city, but big-time enough. Why? Because they have the New Orleans Saints. Your home state, the Palmetto State, is about to enter that category. And everyone's dream of one day being home to a major three professional sports franchise, ladies and gentlemen, it's here. It is coming. This is a red letter day, and I'm asking you right now to pause and remember where you are, because when you see how the perception of this state changes after this move becomes official, when it becomes official, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. All right, coming up next, we do it each and every day. We close the show with the best thing we heard today. You're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan on 97.7 in Greenville, 97.1 in Spartanburg, 1330 in Anderson and Clemson, right here on ESPN Upstate. All right, it's Offsides with Mark Ryan, final segment of the day. Great to be here with you guys. Major news, major NFL free agency news, major news on the Panthers relocating to South Carolina, and heartbreaking news on Clemson wetting the bed with a tournament berth on the line in the ACC tournament. You know, whenever you're critical of a head coach, you expect the fans of that team to jump into their defense, and I expect it to be a long day for me. And here on the show, we've gotten anything but that. Every single Clemson fan that's called in has called in agreeing with everything that I've said, that it's time to move on from Brad Brownell. It is just time. Two NCAA tournament berths in 9 years is not good enough. And I'm happy to hear that you're not going to settle for that. I truly am. We do it each and every day at this time. I have no idea what Lonzo has in store today. I'm a little bit nervous because he's got this evil smile creeping onto his face. Lonzo has a dark side, ladies and gentlemen, and he's got this evil smile creeping onto his face. What are we getting to today, Lonzo?
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and play it. This is the best thing we heard today, and it's also a penalty. I'm throwing a flag on myself because I didn't have anything else other than this. For the best thing that we've heard today.
Okay, so let's explain to our audience what we're doing here, okay? We are creating something. As our show is called Offsides, right? We now have a penalty on the air. We have two different ones, Lonzo. Do you want to play the other one as well? You don't have the other one. Okay. Well, we're going to have two different ones that we play. Okay?
Unless you're talking about the annals thing.
No. We have two different ones. So let's have both tomorrow. You guys, as the listeners of this show, are able to throw a flag whenever we say something that you vehemently disagree with. You call us up, you throw the flag. We might even allow text flag throws, okay? You can call an offsides penalty on us here on the show if you are dead set against something we said on the show.
You know,
or maybe
what we need?
Maybe you feel like we crossed a line.
We need an actual flag in the studio to be thrown.
Let's do that.
That way, in case there's a text flag, you can just throw it at me.
I believe there's an academy around here, right? I probably can just go right into academy
right down the road
and get one of those flags.
I didn't know they sold those there.
Yeah, I think they do. But here's how this is going to work. You guys will be able to throw flags on Lonzo and I, okay? I will have one challenge flag per show to throw on Lonzo. Lonzo will have one flag he can throw per show on me. Given how many bad things Lonzo says per show, one isn't nearly enough for me. I'm going to need many, many more than that, and I'm going to keep trying to talk till the end of the show so Lonzo doesn't have a chance for rebuttal here. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
You know I can just turn your mic off.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening and making us a part of your afternoon. Hope we helped you get over the hump. Straight Up with Sturge is coming your way next. A huge day for South Carolina. You've been locked and loaded. To Offsides with Mark Ryan. It's only right here on ESPN Upstate.